This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. It's our last show for the decade, which is pretty exciting, but don't worry, we'll be back in a couple of weeks. But what's more exciting is what's been going on over in St Kilda. If you haven't been paying attention to any of the news, what have you been doing for the past month? Because you obviously would know about the Victorian Pride Centre, and it has been growing massively. The building has been coming together, and it's just been so exciting. Joy is also one of the tenants, which is pretty exciting for us. And joining me now for an end-of-year roundup from the Vic Pride Centre is the lovely Justine. Hello, hello.
Hello, Dean. Thanks so much for inviting me on Mad Wednesday. It's a crazy mad day because it's 38 degrees outside.
It's so warm. It must mean that everyone on the building side has to take a little bit of a breather because it's so warm.
They have indeed. They have indeed. When it gets to this degree, they need to down tools.
You know what? It's been really exciting for me. I've been coming and taking photos for you guys and coming to the Pride Centre as the foundation's been laid and as it's been growing. And if you haven't gone past the building site on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, you should absolutely just go for a drive and have a look. Go around that rainbow crossing and just have a look at it because it's absolutely amazing. I remember a year ago when we were all talking about this, and it wasn't that it was a pipe dream, but I don't think any of us could imagine that it would just be as exciting as it really is right now.
No, I think you're completely right, Dean. And today on site, it was another exciting day because we poured the mezzanine level. So we're now basement, ground floor, mezzanine. And also,
I guess today's a very good day to be doing any kind of concrete.
So hopefully it'll set and it won't and it won't crack, but I trust Hanson Youngkin, our amazing builders.
They've been doing an absolutely wonderful job.
They have been. They're a fantastic group and they're very dedicated and committed to the project, which is fantastic for us. And yesterday, which is another special moment, was the crane lifted up the front precast concrete walls. So now we have a front to the building and a basement and a ground floor.
What's it like for you and the other members of the team? Because you've all worked behind the scenes for the last couple of years to make this vision become a reality for all of us, for our community and for all of Australia. And I remember when there was the competition to see what design we were going to have. And we have this amazing, beautiful architectural design with the circles and the concrete slabs that I, in my mind, when I looked at it in the drawing, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty lovely. And now as I've started to see the actual shape forming, for me, it's just been really overwhelming. But what's it like for you who's been so part of the team and so integral of the planning?
I think it's overwhelming too. And it's emotional. I think when you see the renders and the pictures, you get an idea of the beauty of the building. But now that it's going up, you get the feeling and the scale, the enormity of what we're creating. And I think for me, what's moving and important is that we are building something that's iconic, something that's gorgeous, something that's going to change the landscape of St Kilda.
Well, it won't just change the landscape of St Kilda. It'll also change the landscape of our communities and our pathways and connections to one another. It's going to mean a whole new... It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I think when you go down there and you see the scale of the building and how large it will be, it reminds us that we're worth it, that you know this building reflects our personal value and our worth to not just each other as a community, but more broadly.
It's something that we actually forget, don't we? We forget that we are worth this. We deserve this. This is completely okay for us. We forget that this is something that we actually deserve. I was watching the video which you all made up on your Facebook page, and it had Joe Ball and Michelle and different members of the community walking through the building site. It doesn't look like that now, but actually walking around, and someone was like, we absolutely deserve this and what this is going to mean to regional communities. And we often forget that because we just get stuck in our own little bubble, whether it be the LGBTIQA, whichever part, or just within ourselves. And to actually see this space and realise what it's it's going to mean on so many levels is just wonderful.
Yeah, and I would add that, you know, part of the reason for creating that video was for us to articulate that it is more than just a building, that it's the community and the people within community who are the foundations of what we're creating. So we'll have this amazing Pride Centre, but its vibrancy and its success will be down to the people that activate the space, but also what we do more broadly through the Pride Centre website by creating a resource directory and an events calendar.
And that's already been happening now. Yeah. Like we've had a virtual Pride Centre, which was started putting together this year, which has been really exciting.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we need to remember that, of course, not everybody is going to be able to get into the city.
Yeah.
And so what are the things that we can do as a Pride Centre to reach out and connect and connect with our regional communities, with people who may be socially or physically isolated. And, you know, that may be by, you know, having, webinars or outreach services.
Well, there's so much that you can actually do.
Yeah.
And having a space that's, you know, going to have so many organisations and community groups together, but also really step up what we are and how we do things and how we can all work together.
Yes.
Can really make that big difference.
Yeah.
Speaking of people that are going to be in the Pride Centre, Joy is one of those, which is really exciting for us. We were announced a couple of weeks ago as the second tenant. Minus 18 were announced the first. Star Health was announced just a week ago, which is really exciting. It's great that there's those two great LGBTI-based national organisations, but to also have Star Health take a floor up must be really exciting for you all.
It is. It's fantastic. And, you know, Star Health being in there is, you know, really great for us in the sense that the organisation's values align really closely with the Pride Centre. Mm. So for Star Health, equality and respect drive a lot of what they do. So they'll have their administrative and operational staff located on the second floor along with some of their outreach services. And they'll be paying reasonable commercial rates, which forms part of our operational model. So the building will be serviced by a mix of tenants.
That's one of the things I thought was great about Star Health is for a lot of us, we just kept thinking, okay, well, there's Joy, there might be another community organisation here, a community organisation there, but to suddenly see it be an organisation that wants to align with the values of our communities, align with the equality and respect that we deserve, and is also focused in health was really great. And it's really wonderful to see that. I think that's a really big calling card for many businesses or organisations that might go, Pride Centre. I mean, we often talk about the pink dollar because we've always thought of ourselves on this level where people are trying to grab here, there and everywhere. But that's not actually the case, because for businesses, when they look at our communities and look at what it means to stand with us and align with us and align with a space like the Pride Centre, it's actually something completely different, because you want to be a part of that foundation. You know that your rent is going towards building something so much more within the community than just flicking on a light here or there. You're actually providing a foundation that will be for Australia's first Pride Centre and for our community in this entire part of the hemisphere.
Exactly. And I had the pleasure of attending their end of year event last Friday, and I took the model along. And for a couple of hours, I spoke to staff who work on the ground, who work in outreach services, and the excitement. I think, you know, Star Health may have a problem with, you know, all of the staff wanting to be located in the Pride Centre. But I did walk away from that event feeling that having, you know, that mix of tenancy brings the broader community in, our allies and other services that ultimately, you know, ultimately support what it is that we're trying to achieve.
Yeah. Another exciting announcement today was a new tenant has signed up, another community organisation, a really important one for our communities. Today it's been announced that Switchboard has become one of the new tenants of the Pride Centre as well.
Yeah, we're super excited to have Switchboard. So switchboards, administration services will be located in the Pryor Centre, as Jude said in the video that we've posted on social. So if you don't follow us on Facebook,
well, we've already shared that on it. You can check it out on the Mad Wednesday social media if you're not following the Victorian Pryor Centre already.
The switchboard has a really important place in everybody's heart.
Absolutely.
They do amazing work supporting our community, reaching out to those who are isolated, having a real impact. And I think to have them in the Pryor Centre is a really important part of the mix. Mm. And, I want to acknowledge and shout out that Christmas is just around the corner, of course.
It's a really difficult time for many people.
Yeah, and that the switchboard volunteers will be there working round the clock. And I think sometimes when we're doing the things that we do over the festive season, we can forget that there are people in our community giving up their time so that they can be there when times are tough for others.
Yeah, so if you are struggling with anything or you're feeling isolated or just need someone to talk to, why not give Switchboard a call? They're open from 3 p.m. until midnight every single day. And I'm trying to find 1-800-184-527, or you can chat to them online by looking up QLife. Nice and easy. That's how you can get in touch with them. So the administrative services of Switchboard will be housed in the Pryor Centre. You know what's interesting when you think about something like that is you realise these organisations filled with volunteers that we've relied on for years and have supported us for years are so much bigger than what we think. They are so much more than what we think. And it's great to be able to have the administrative organisations in one space and everyone be able to realise that our organisations are spread out in a really big way. Like I think about it with Thorn Harbour sometimes, that they've got Thorn Harbour Country, they're based all over the place and it does. And it speaks to the growth of our communities and the organisations because they've been around for years, but we forget, just like Joy. We're on our 26th year now and we're getting even bigger and we're going to be moving to the Pryor Centre for even better technology. We're going to be able to go into digital. It's very exciting for all of us.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Joy being in the Pryor Centre as well and for opportunities to just walk up from the mezzanine to level one to the studios to talk about the fantastic work that we're all doing together in the Pryor Centre to catalyse and bring together a whole range of organisations. I think is going to be extremely valuable. Mm. When we're all together, there's great opportunity to innovate, to grow the sector, and I like to say to grow the pie.
Well, that's true because we've always felt like we've just been these little individual slices, and coming together doesn't mean cutting away from one piece of the pie and giving it to another, but having us all be centrally housed in one way or another, being able to communicate more, being able to share resources more, or just engage more will change the way we do everything.
Yes.
But that's just part of the tenancy of the Pryor Centre. I was reading in this month's Star Observer that people are able to, there's some spaces and workspaces that they could actually pay to be in so that they could bring their business or whatever they're doing and be a part of the Pryor Centre, even in a small office space.
Yeah, so there's a range of ways that both small groups and LGBTI-aligned organisations can have a presence in the Pryor Centre. So we've got co-working desks and meeting rooms that can be booked across different levels. And we are hoping that the smaller organisations who don't necessarily need a permanent tenancy or have a footprint, they may be working, at their kitchen table.
Yeah.
Or take
I'm one of those people, yeah. 9 out of 10 times. So I'm sitting here going, this sounds like a good idea.
we'll take that opportunity.
I'm going to come knocking on your door.
There's a desk. We can put your name on it. Definitely, to book those spaces and to come at different times during the year. And we're creating a model at the moment where the focus will be on affordability and fairness and equity in terms of organisations' different capacity to pay. At the same time, we're really focused on ensuring that the services that are within the Pryor Centre are diverse.
Yeah.
So that could be a financial services or a legal service. So that what we're creating is really a holistic centre that looks at all of the different parts of people's lives, how that interrelates with their connection to community. And so having that diversity of offering, I think, will bring greater vibrancy to the Pride Centre, as well as, you know, the need for, you know, foot traffic through the door.
Totally. It's just really exciting. I'm so excited for it on so many levels. To be able to be talking about it in this kind of a reality with tenants actually locked in, with people being able to, you know, purchase a co-working space. When you actually go and see the building work, I've gone every single week, and every single week the transformation is huge. Even like you were just saying before, now we've got a front. Mm. I can't wait to just go past and see what that's like. It's just unbelievably exciting.
Yeah. So next year we're hoping that in mid-January, when the HY team are back from their festive season break, that
well, they've been working pretty hard, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah. I think everybody deserves a little bit of a break. They'll start work on the portico, and so by the time Pride March rolls down Fitzroy Street in that first Sunday in February, we're really hoping that every member of community that's walking down that street will be able to see the building coming up over the amazing hoardings and get a feeling for what that portico is going to look like and what the next year is going to be, when, you know, potentially Joy will be broadcasting from the terrace.
I hope we'll be broadcasting from the terrace of the Pride Centre, and we are going to be looking out there and seeing all of this wonderful pride and everyone marching by. I think is what I'm most excited for, because last year, you know, we had the Pride Centre team out the front with some rainbows, and we had the rainbow covering, and then the building came down in between. But this next Pride March, being able to walk past and actually see the building site and it being erected in the way that it is, it's so exciting. And then the next year, even more exciting, because we'll actually be in there.
Yes, exactly. You know, as well as seeing the building coming up during Pride March, we've just finished a project with the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives and the City of Port Phillip called Vivid Hoardings.
Ooh.
So at the moment, on the front of the hoardings of the building are some fantastic panels that celebrate community members as well as milestones. And that work showcases what people will be able to see and view when they come to visit the Pride Centre, when the archives are in there.
And that's going to be so exciting.
And it's a great example of how at the Pride Centre we're really committed to working with our potential and secured resident organisations in building their capacity and their profile. So this work with the archives has been really special. So I do encourage anybody locals and people from other suburbs over the river in particular. To get down and take some snaps and to read the stories. They're really they're really moving and encouraging.
Well, I'm really excited also to come knocking on the door of the theatre. I reckon during midsummer 2021, you're going to have a lot of many performers like myself going, if we want to be anywhere, we want to be at the Pride Centre.
Oh, totally. And we can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
It's so exciting. Like I said before, if you haven't had a chance, hop on the tram or hop in your car or just go for a walk and go over the festive season and have a look at the building work of the Pride Centre, because it's coming together in such an exciting way. It's so brilliant. The team behind the scenes and the construction team from Hanson and Youngkin have done so much work in such a short amount of time. And it's so exciting that we're starting the new year with such a solid foundation, which is going to be an amazing beacon of LGBTI equality, not just for Australia, but for our entire hemisphere.
Thank you, Dean. And I just want to say thanks to everybody in community for their amazing support and encouragement. It's a really exciting time for the Pride Centre, and, you know, please follow us, jump on the website pridecentre.org.au, like us on Facebook and Insta.
Do it all.
Or just send us a message. You know, we love feedback, and we're building this for community, and we can only do that with you.
Justine, thank you so much for coming and joining us and giving you this end of year update for the Pride Centre. We're obviously going to get you and the rest of the team in as we continue to build and see it grow into an even stronger beacon of excitement.
Thanks, Dean, and have a safe and happy festive season.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.